The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep. Configurations in mutation. You two were, I believe, bickering about the fact that you have no evidence whatsoever, and Jasmine was giving you a harebrained theory as to why there is evidence. Please continue.
I'm not going to do this in the accent because I'm trying to give you good information, and if I try to do that while doing an accent...
Because you can't do the accent. Got it.
Shut up. It's a problem I only have
sometimes. I was going to say, because you guys have no good information.
Also that. Okay. While we were in the Blue Pyramid Club, our dear Mr. Young decided... Well, I don't know what he decided, but... Eustace came up to me at one point and said, "Don't mention the Black Pharaoh." And I wasn't sure entirely why he would warn me against that, since we hadn't intended on bringing up that name that we'd heard before while in the club, but apparently I needed to be warned.
So sell me, Jasmine.
All right.
Warlock.
See, this is what I really wanted, because Jeff hasn't listened to the episode, so Jeff has no context on what the fuck you're saying and whether or not it's rational. He's just making choices based on what you're saying.
I need you to internalize what would Eustace say. What would Eustace do? Go.
He'd die.
He'd try and climb something.
No. I've only tried to climb something twice. One time, no, three times.
Why do you think we say this?
And he would slip up and say something about having a gun in his room.
I don't have a gun in my room, so I don't get to slip up.
Never
about
once
that.
Said anything about having a gun in my room. At least not in this country, or in New York. Was that Peru? Yeah, that was Peru.
So, when we met at the whatever pub. I don't know who said this. I'm pretty sure the first time we heard of it was Graham. Mentioned to us the Black Pharaoh, which is apparently the Brotherhood of the Black Pharaoh, which has a connection to the Blue Pyramid Club and possibly Shafik.
No, actually, I'm the one who mentioned the Black, Pharaoh.
Woman, we've been talking about Black Pharaoh well before we even met Reginald.
Jackson Elias came to me and said something about the...
There we go.
The notes are good.
The Black Pharaoh.
Notes are good, knowing who you're talking to in what pub.
We just got demonetized.
And...
Okay.
So I took that to Gaffigan, and he said that was...
Right. So the reason that you got that from Gaffigan is because Gaffigan is part of the cult of the Black Pharaoh, Brotherhood of the Black Pharaoh. I don't
so
have
So is it
proof.
A cult or is it a brotherhood?
It's a brotherhood.
Yes.
Both. Jeff?
Both.
Make me an idea roll.
Nope.
Okay. Really?
83?
Oh, damn. Because it's int by 5, isn't it? Is that idea? Int by 5?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You're... Never mind.
Spend luck.
He does have luck.
How much luck does he have?
Some.
I have 50.
I can spend it.
Why?
It was fun. Because I asked nicely.
No, you didn't. You said, spend it!
That's nice.
That's about as nice as Eustace gets.
That's about as nice as Schroeder gets, too.
Also fair.
That's Please not continue. True. Nothing from me.
Who got this clue?
Which one?
Okay. Under the Arches at Midnight. Got that. That was
Lucas getting the lap dance.
Yes. No. That was Graham getting the lap dance.
Also yes.
Black Pharaoh dash Zara. Brotherhood did exist. Society of Deviant Beliefs.
That was from him.
No.
No. That was from Troy got that from Zara.
Okay. Which I don't know because he never got a chance to tell that to us. So yep. Never mind. That's not a clue that I know about. Because
was that how
it's no longer in the game.
Or yesterday's episode ended?
We think.
Yeah.
We've gotten the bad habit of not listening to the show.
That's why I listen to it on Fridays for recording. Good idea, actually. So the Brotherhood takes people and they're never seen again.
Yeah. Manor to the north.
Mm-hmm. When Eustace was kidnapped, he came to enough to hear two people talking. One of them he was able to identify as Gavigan, who said something to the effect of...
I'll feed you if you need me to.
Yeah, you guys
back
know,
north
man.
To the workshop to monitor progress and will return in 1-2 days.
No. Returning to the workshop up north... to monitor progress in 1 or 2 days.
Okay. Something. So the other person said, do you want me to take him to the house? Gavigan said
nope.
No. Meaning, while Eustace was in the room. Meaning, do you want to take Eustace to the house? And he said no.
Do you want to make a special case and take him?
Okay.
That was no. They're foreigners. There'll be too many questions.
Would draw too much attention.
Correct.
So they had Eustace.
What house?
We don't know. We think it's a manor house, something that Gavigan owns because his father was very wealthy. We haven't yet found what properties he owns.
We assumed it was a
some sort of estate.
Family, potentially family.
House with a capital H.
In Barrington's investigation, he hasn't done anything on Gavigan or the Penhew Foundation.
No, there's no reason for you to have ever talked to Edward Gavigan.
No, I have talked to
Gavigan. Right, you have, but what I'm saying is
there's no reason to have investigated Gavigan as a
right,
person.
Not as a suspect, just as a, what do I want to say, not key witness. Just
so,
as
so nothing she's telling me would be ringing bells?
No.
Okay.
It's not unexpected for someone of this high society to theoretically have a manor or a house. That's
yes,
absolutely possible.
And then mm-hmm. I would go back to, okay, so we believe that Gavigan was present while Eustace was knocked out, and then he passed out again and ended up at the hospital. We don't know who brought him. We then did research on Gavigan today, meaning Wednesday, at the library, the museum. I think we went to the British Museum again.
We
did some research on like census data and whatever we could find to trace the Gavigan line, like who's who. They have census books from the 1100s and they're gorgeous and I really want to touch them, but I'd need gloves and a special permit. So they have lots of data like that at the museum. We found out that he is upper class and wealthy. He had a strained relationship with his father, but when his father died, he inherited everything. He's been a bachelor. We have no record of what elementary school he went, what primary school or secondary school or anything. We cannot find any information on what this guy did or what education he has other than Aubrey put him in charge when Aubrey left to go to New York to meet Roger Carlyle. So this guy's been in charge since before the Carlyle expedition happened.
There is one thing that tickles your brain, Jeff. Do you have the notes that I sent you a long time ago?
Yes.
The paragraph above clues Barrington is prepared to share, that paragraph may prove useful in terms of her discussing a cult and or a brotherhood. Other than that, I don't think I've sent you anything that would be applicable. I don't necessarily want to read it aloud, but...
No, but I'm getting
there's
there.
One Let other me know if you see it. Clue thread that I can
Great.
Share with you.
You're going to have to give me a second.
I know. I'm going to wait.
I'm just making sure that you had seen that. That's true. My apologies for derailing. Please continue. Otherwise, I've looked through everything that you've got. Nothing else that she's saying would apply, except you're getting a lot of tangentials.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give her a minute to consult her note. Is there any? Sorry, before I go away from the either the two of you,
I've got another thread. So
go ahead.
I got my brain derailed. What were you saying before?
So Gavigan.
Oh, Gavigan's
is
heritage.
Suspicious, yes. And it's odd to Sybil, as someone who comes from new money, that someone from old money would not have a pedigree of education. So even if he and his father were strained, it's odd that, like, Gavigan didn't graduate from Oxford and had such and such a degree and then went into Egyptology. Like, that feels odd to her. It feels very much like, how did this guy get in this kind of position if his father had a house in the countryside and he and his dad didn't get along in Elves and he has a bunch of money and now he's in charge of an institute he knows?
Did you trace down and find out who his mother was?
No. She's not in the information that
we found.
Well,
that could explain all of it.
Could.
The judgmental eyebrows from Jeff at the other end of the table is all I've wanted. Jeff,
I'm glad I can provide the fodder.
No. Jeff is just the active voice to the passive things I thought all last session.
We were excited. We had library rolls. It was a good time. And then we almost
died. But you didn't make all of them.
Nope. No, we certainly didn't.
I enjoy watching it. I hate watching my team flounder because of it. But you know.
I really don't want to stymie you guys.
I know. But it's certainly what the character would do.
Yeah.
But you're a dick. We get it.
So there's that one helps. Other thing. Yeah.
You're a dick who got him killed. Please continue.
I did not get them killed.
No. But yes.
I pointed out the clue that you gave me to point out.
Yes. So.
Beautifully. Thank you.
While
you do things as Cody wants, that's a problem.
When Weatherton was in the hospital, and we found him there because we had to go searching for him.
No, because I called your ass.
We were already looking for you.
You didn't find me, though.
No, you called us. But
you're welcome.
We did look. One of the terms that stood out to him was he heard someone say, "Bloody Lascars." And it took us a while.
Jeff, make me an idea roll. With a bonus die.
Ought four.
And a 14.
Lascars is a semi-derogatory term for sailors. Not necessarily sailors. Originally kind of like foreign sailors.
Okay.
But it's also sailors and dock workers. Lascars, you've probably encountered it in terms of like petty theft, in terms of crime. Lascar is sort of like a derogatory or racial term in terms of like, you know, fucking miscreant who steals things, who messes around, who, that's how you would have encountered said term.
The ones who are in port for a couple days and don't care about committing whatever crimes because they're going to be back on the ship.
Exactly. They come in, they fuck it up. Maybe as a patrolman, you dealt with stuff in and around the docks. Like, yeah. You know that term.
Okay.
So Lascars is something that is a regional dialect. You would be surprised that she would be throwing around.
Okay.
So I'm not making this part up because I wouldn't have known this. I had to research it. Gavigan said this, and Weatherton heard him say it. Something about
the guys who beat the shit out of me.
In the context of bloody Lascars, they beat the shit out of Weatherton. Now we have him. What are we going to do with him? Back to the warehouse?
They went back to the warehouse.
Okay.
Again, maybe from your beat cop days, London's a port city. I mean, essentially.
They left
it's not really a port, but it's the Thames runs right through the middle of the city, so that could be anything.
Yeah.
You've been in dozens of warehouses for various things.
It was strange because we didn't know what Bloody Lascars meant, and we had to do research on it, Graham and I, and Weatherton. after this was the conversation about, should we take him to the house? No, because they're foreigners. This isn't a special case. It would draw too much attention. And then we confronted Gavigan at the Penhew Institute, and we said, why did you kidnap our friend? And he said, get the fuck out. We're not the best investigators.
It was more than that.
It was. However, that's the...
That's the gist.
That's the gist of what happened. There were some intimidation checks. They failed. Epically, I think.
Ironically, it is very difficult to intimidate British members of high society.
Funny.
Funny that.
And cults on their home turf.
Yes. I didn't actually write down the correspondence that was on Kennery's desk. I didn't. I wrote down correspondence. And I have no idea what was in it, so it's not in my notes. Oh, I got distracted. Did you write it down?
No, because I was busy doing other things when you were supposed to be checking shit.
Excuses.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
Piss poor excuses.
Eat me, Jeff.
Jazz will remember when she listens
just
to that episode.
Just listen to the episodes, and you'll be like, oh, okay. All right, sure.
So we,
okay.
We saw some correspondence.
They're all fucking idiots. Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes. Welcome to the Rancor's Brother, where we're all fucking idiots.
If you haven't figured out, Eustace got kidnapped, figured out who the attackers were, got pissed off, and drove the party to the Penhew Foundation
to confront
my abductees.
And to go to the Penhew Foundation.
Abductors.
You were to go to Penhew Foundation and accuse them of abducting and then be thrown out of the place.
Yes.
We
so that is
just
what happened.
Fucking killed him and gotten the
and now she's trying to get me to go after them.
Yeah. No.
On a the basis of British elite.
On the basis of an American heard his voice.
Yes.
Didn't see him.
Nope.
No, because my eyes were swollen shut.
From the beating.
Yep.
So there are two things that Sybil wants you to understand. One, we met Shafiq and she is problems. And the last person I saw her, last time I saw Young
Schroeder,
was
Pal
with
by Five.
Her. Two,
Pal
she's
by five?
Related to the Black Pharaoh and Con so is five. Gavigan.
Not Shut Pal. The fuck up.
It's fine.
Jeff.
I didn't hear what you said. Try again.
That's why Jeff is a cleric.
Exactly.
I said the wrong stat, which is significantly better for him, and Lucas corrected me.
And I told him to shut the fuck up, and then I called him Jeff. And now you know why the lawful good by the book fucking Jeff is a cleric.
70.
Did you pass a pal? Then fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Why don't you go eat a dick in the corner?
Jeff, Inspector Barrington has now listened to her ramble for several hours.
Oh, she said she had 2 points.
Those are the 2 points.
Yes, go ahead.
Actually, there's three. Because I can't count.
Shafiq Lucas? Is-
oh, sorry.
Shafiq is bad news, connected to the Black Pharaoh, and connected to Gavigan.
Yes, and Gavigan is also connected to the Black Pharaoh.
Okay.
So those are the three things that you introduced this concept to us. And Shafiq, and we have connected the dots.
I know that Shafiq used to work for the Penhew Foundation.
Ah. Okay.
Well, that's entirely fucking new.
Nope.
That's fine. We didn't need to know that. Anyway, they're all connected to this Brotherhood of Black Pharaoh, which is bad news.
Such a piece of shit.
And I'm really worried about Owen Young, because the last time I saw him, he was with Shafiq in the club, and then we were attacked outside. Weatherton went missing. I didn't even track the fact that Young was gone until he never showed up again to the hotel. It's now been 2 days. We've not heard or seen from him. Weatherton was found beat up in a corner by some bloody Lascars and then Gavigan.
As I recall, she is a beautiful woman.
You might say that. Yes.
Why did Reginald Graham not know that she was part of the Penhew Foundation?
Maybe Owen just hasn't come up for air yet.
You can discuss that later. What Jeff is saying is, they're having this conversation. If you bring that up later, that might be something to ask about. But there is a reason for that.
It probably has to do with the fact that she either left before he got involved.
Lucas could get an idea roll if you were all together.
that's going to involve me getting out of jail or you guys showing up to jail.
Wasn't he,
ideally, he
but
would
wasn't
know.
He at
so
the
so
Blue th- Pyramid?
There's an ideal role in the future, okay?
You are calling into question something that I have taken into account.
Okay.
Those are the clues that Sybil has for you.
Let's burn down London.
That's what she has right now with the notes that I have in front of me. Until I've re-listened to the episodes, I got nothing.
Professor Graham, is there anything you'd like to do?
I kick him in the foot.
You wake up.
Oi.
Ah.
Your friend f***ed off.
And we'll cut back to you two.
I've given
no,
you...
No, hang on.
Jeff wants to see his reaction as he reads it.
Just calm down. Let me get to the. Let me fucking read it.
Just calm down.
Meet me alone in the woods, Bozak.
Bring both hands. You'll only come back with one.
Spoilers for those who haven't listened to that. Go back and listen to Strahd.
Strahd was good.
You don't have to.
Strahd was really good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's all Sybil's got. That's all she can remember in her state. She hurts like hell. She feels slightly better after the doctor gets here. That's all of the rambling you can get out of her right now.
She has four times as many hit points as she did a while ago.
But we've been standing here talking. We've been everything like that. By now, I'd have taken her into like an interrogation room.
Sure.
Tea, something to eat, everything
Jaffa
like
cake.
That. Whatever.
Do you want to hear about the fog?
I want to know what kind of proof you've got. What are you bringing to me that I can use?
I don't know. I have no physical proof. I have witnesses. I have interviews. I have Mickey Mahoney.
You came here a few days ago and showed me enough stuff to get me to listen.
And I'm thankful that you did. I don't know that in the last 2 days I've gotten anything physical that can help you. I know where to look, but I'm not a good enough investigator, as we've clearly established, to do anything about it.
Lucas, can I see your character sheet?
Gavigan's got something in his safe, and I don't know what it is. And I know he's connected to the Blue Pyramid, and I know that the man who owns the Blue Pyramid is scared shitless of Zara. Mm-hmm. And she is bad news. I had Mr. Nawisha wrapped around my finger, and he would not tell me anything about her. Except that he was scared.
Hmm.
So I don't have any physical evidence.
All right, off.
That's all I have. And there's drama happening on the other side of the table.
No, I was like 95% sure Lucas would have a skill roll that he definitely doesn't have, so please continue.
What's the skill?
Cool.
I'm not telling you. That's the point.
Calligraphy? Because I might have some.
There's enough things that you're saying that are making connections in Barrington's head from the things that I have in my notes that he's not dismissing you out of hand.
Right. Missing? But there is... There's not enough that Sybil's been be able to put together in her head that isn't conjecture, and she doesn't know what you know, therefore she can't point you in the right direction.
And Barrington would not disclose everything that he knows, because you came in here fucking crazy after beating the shit out of people on the street.
Yep.
Raving about the fog that tried to eat you.
Yes.
Where are your friends?
As far as I know, they're at the hotel. But the last I saw them, I was running away screaming, punching everyone I saw.
I mean, you don't even know that, but he's probably told you that at this point.
Yeah.
You can ask the people that were at the pub, because I am sure they're the talk of the town now.
It's now, like, probably, I mean, you called a doctor, you've talked for a while, it's probably like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. I thought I got called in the middle of the night.
Nah, it was like 7, 8.
Oh, okay.
It was after dinner after you'd kicked your shoe.
Correct. That's right, that's right.
It's post-dinner
time. We were at dinner, and then I got
arrested. So it's 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Sure. So you kind of have to make a decision. They want to haul her off and throw her in the asylum, because thank you for your looking it up, but apparently throwing them in the asylum is what you did with
Perfectly Lunes. Valid.
Yep.
So if you don't pull her out using your credit, they're going to...
She...
I'm also a foreigner.
Oh, yeah. Foreigner with a record now.
Yep.
We need to hold on to her. She may have information pertaining to my case.
They'll let... I mean, they're not going to stop you. You're an inspector.
Now, it's my ass.
Yup.
What do you want to do, Inspector Barrington?
Call them.
Sure. You can call them.
I'll call the Waldorf and send up for them.
You, as you two are looking over the note, you hear a prank, 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 prank from the phone.
It's probably for you.
Kind of tired. Let me get woken up. Answer the phone.
Prank, 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 prank.
Graham.
Hello, sir. I've got a connecting call from New Scotland Yard. And Inspector Barrington, I believe. Says something about a...
Hang on. I'm not sure I know who that is.
You don't.
I was told there was an inspector involved, but I don't think I was told who.
Nope, you don't. He's looking for a Mr. Eustace Weatherton or a Mr. Owen Young.
Right.
I believe this is Mr. Weatherton's room. Are you Mr. Weatherton?
Nope. Hold on. Oi.
Yeah.
Mr. Weatherton.
Hello?
I am connecting through a call to Inspector Barrington of New Scotland Yard. Is that acceptable?
Yeah. Send it through.
Very well. Click.
Hello?
Sounds like you've had a busy evening.
Oh, Barrington. Yeah, very much so. You got Sybil with you? I assume she got picked up.
You just left her out there in the street in that state.
Okay. Didn't have the option. She pretty much completely ran. There was no real way of... I mean, personally, I couldn't contain her. She gave me a smack and was on her way.
Why don't you come down here?
You mind if we pop by the doctor first, or do you you want to call one down? I could use some attention on my way.
He does sound very raggedy and very raspy. He does not sound like a man who is well.
I'll be happy to talk to you, but just bring a doctor at the very least. Or I'll stop on my way.
Just Jasmine going.
I'm at your service, Inspector.
Okay, from the things that she's told me.
Yes.
Barrington doesn't know what... Barrington probably would have a pretty good idea. His psychology's high enough that he would probably be able to tell she's not lying to me.
Nope.
Or at least she doesn't believe she's lying to you.
She fully believes everything she said. She hasn't tried to pull the wool over your eyes.
Never mind.
That's an 83?
That's two 83s.
Does that mean you completely believe her because you failed your psychology role?
It is hard to read her. There's clearly stuff going on. But you don't necessarily think she's lying. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily get a good read on her for sure. But there's enough circumstantial evidence that her story doesn't sound completely bullshit.
He'd send a car for them.
A patrol car?
Do you tell them?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
With a doctor?
Don't. No. Don't try and make your own way here. I'll send someone for you.
If you want honesty, I would have a seat and maybe have a drink. Calm yourself, because my guess is what I've got to tell you is not far off from what she said.
Okay. Get in the f***ing car.
Just be ready.
You both step out to, say, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. It is a misty, snowy night out.
How misty?
Couple of bobbies show up.
I would definitely peek for fog before we...
It's London in 1925. It's an industrial city.
That's I would jump much... in that car faster than you can imagine.
Evening, sir. Inspector Barrington would like to speak to you at New Scotland Yard. I've been sent to retrieve you.
Yeah, we've been waiting.
Very well. He drives you in...
Did you check his badge?
It says Joker on it.
He drives you over. You all
it's
are...
his last name.
I assume now you want to talk to the two of them. Or do you want Jasmine there? Do you want Ridley Robertson?
Yeah, I'd talk to them separate.
Okay, so the two of you sit down with Chief Inspector Barrington. Jasmine goes back to a holding cell somewhere.
You betcha, in a straitjacket, because it's comfy.
You haven't punched anyone in a couple hours, so they probably don't necessarily think the straitjacket is needed.
She's probably still sitting in an interrogation room.
Sure. They probably go to Inspector Barrington and say, should we put the do we put the jacket back on, or you think that...
Just keep the door locked.
Okay. You're sitting significantly more comfortable than you have been before.
Absolutely.
Behind your back.
I got a cuppa.
You did he get a cuppa. So. Absolutely.
Jazz is happy. I don't know how Sybil feels.
I know she rambles. What do you want to know?
I just want to see how the stories line up.
We went off to the pub, walked out, and something attacked us through the mist.
Right.
I assume we have similar bruising.
Jeff, make me a first aid roll with a bonus die. I think that's what you have. I think it's like 60 or 65. You have pretty good first aid.
39. That's what I rolled.
The bruising is somewhat different, but relatively similar. They all look like shit. I believe you're all at like one or two hit points at most.
No, no, I'm good. I'm at 8.
Okay, Lucas is apparently fairly well off.
I kept breaking out of it.
Schroeder is...
No, the majority of mine was from prior. Okay. I only was held the first round, and that was it.
Yep. Okay.
Besides the end when
I took the brunt of...
Yeah. They have similar bruising, albeit significantly lighter.
I took right. two hits total, two damage total from that encounter. The prior encounter.
You're already
with
pretty damn low to begin with.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can see consistent wounds. You would assume that all three of these folks had been attacked by a similar attack.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at this point, all I see is two foreigners and one native coming in here telling me wild stories about how their friend disappeared and monsters in the fog. I don't have any proof from you guys. I don't have anything that leads me to think that you're not the ones who got rid of Owen.
Oh no, I 100% brought it with me.
Are you sharing it yet?
Not yet. I can tell you that it will be 100% circumstantial at best. So either you're going to have to really listen and take us at our word, or we're going to be on our own on the street again, which is fine.
You're going to be on your own on the street if you're lucky.
I don't believe you have anything to charge me with. But,
he knows a lawyer.
Somebody at this table has law in their skills, and some others don't.
That's fine. But what I can tell you is that, first off, are you going to tell me? Well, no, because you want to know what everything is.
What?
I was going to say, no, you're not going to tell me what she told you. You want to corroborate stories?
Yes. And we don't have to go through all of it again. I know you guys are going to, your stories are going to line up, everything like that.
Yeah. What I would tell you is that, obviously I'd give you the spiel about the, is it Blue Pyramid. Everything about the Blue Pyramid is accurate. To an extent, I spoke with Ms. Shafiq very briefly to check on Owen to make sure that he was okay, because we were following up a lead.
So Owen did say he was okay?
At the time, but we have not seen him since, because we left before he did. When we went
the
out...
The two seemed to be enjoying themselves.
I wouldn't say that. He seemed very intense. But, you know, Owen... Troy seems to try and be that way very frequently. But yeah, so we left following up a lead that we, or at least we thought was a lead that I believe was a setup. I chased the thugs that were following us to try to scare them and was controlled by the architect of the universe to be attacked.
How are these thugs dressed?
Like Can I get an idea roll to have
sure.
specifics for that, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely.
We impaled it when we saw them in the alleyway. We would know sure. what they look like.
Sure.
Well, no.
Does Schroeder remember?
Jazz remembers.
They look like Middle Eastern whites. That's what I wrote down.
The Middle Eastern whites. So what they look like is every depiction of Jesus in American churches all over.
And totally not what I asked.
No, what'd you ask? Go ahead, ask again.
What they were dressed like.
Oh, what they were dressed like. Oh, yeah. No.
Idea roll.
I'll make that roll, yeah.
Can I make that roll then? Since I
you
saw
would
them?
You have seen them.
Yeah, we all impaled. Yeah,
you can at least make the roll at disadvantage.
You didn't all impale. That's not possible.
We did. I just listened to the episode today.
I did not remember because I got my shit knocked out.
Want to do an idea?
Yep.
Got it by half.
To put it in American terms, blue collar workers. Probably work clothes.
They look like men
dirty.
From the docks. There you go. They look like warehouse or dock workers.
Supposition a little bit.
Yeah.
But they did look like blue collar workers. Calluses, dirty clothes.
Caucasian?
I mean, you know, some of them are Caucasian. Some of them looked more.
Write Middle Eastern specifically.
Right, yeah. There was a diversity. It's not like they were all Caucasian or all African or all Asian. They were.
Right.
They were a mixture of Caucasian and probably, if you were to stereotype based on skin color, Mediterranean, Middle Eastern.
I would say that they look like blue collar workers that, if in this general area, I would assume would probably be dock workers.
It's London. It's one of the largest cities in the world. It could be anybody.
Okay.
You're talking about at this point probably the most industrialized city on Earth.
Yeah.
It's like going to LA right now and saying, "Oh,
we're looking for hipsters."
Portland, dude.
There's not as many people in Portland.
No, but it's a pretty
hipster. Okay. What that game is. If you like that stuff,
I'm answering questions, so I'm assuming you're driving this narrative. I'll give you what you want, and then on top at the end.
It's really cool.
If I have anything extra.
I'm trying to figure out if there's anything that Barrington could figure out by anything that you guys have figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And
can Barrington get the clues they didn't get?
Hey, yeah. Barrington, there's not been a whole lot of investigation.
I've noticed.
So
the plan really was to walk into this place and say, "Hey, you guys know anything about these cults?"
Into the blue pyramid? Oh, no. So I'll tell you what I was doing. I was trying to make sure nobody got separated and then died.
Good
and
job.
Then, well, right? Yeah. You didn't let me finish, ass. And then the one person that could potentially be, I saved once and then asked if they were okay. And they said yes. So then we went and did our thing and then they disappeared. By the way, got a note from him. We'll talk about that later. A letter.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll discuss that in a moment.
Be interested to read that.
I'm sure you will. Because I 100% believe...
you have a skill that you can roll on it.
Well, no. Knowing him, based on the writing of it, would I assume that it is actually his handwriting?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
That's why I wrote it in script.
That's why I'm asking. I wanted to make sure.
He's just as
obvious.
Do I need to make a roll about the extra letters?
The bold letters.
The bold letters.
It doesn't mean anything to you other than you've noticed it.
Are you telling me they have a...
No.
No?
You wait until I'm ready.
You have a puzzle and you won't share it with me? I'm offended.
You're not here. You're in a cell. Eat it.
You're gonna come see me?
Don't go insane. Actually, I might just leave you there for a while. But...
Right now, they're being held just like you are.
They walked into police custody. You just ended up in police custody. They volunteered.
I would not have a single role.
No. Other than you've noticed that that's weird.
And that's the underlined word.
It's not even an idea role to figure it out.
Nope. I looked at your skills.
I don't know what skill you were looking for.
I know you don't.
I know.
That's the point. The underlined word is that you is you going, huh, that seems important.
Well, house and okay.
Well,
no.
Oh, like, no, that's not on here.
You're making correlation.
Well, that's not Eustace.
Correlation is not.
No, I mean the skill isn't on here.
At all?
The list.
The skill's not in the game?
That's what I was wondering when I was looking at it. I was like, I don't know what the f*** you're looking for.
I feel like you're... I can't imagine he would make it a skill roll that's not in the game.
No. The skill that I was thinking of is in a different game.
It's in Delta Crane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Human are you thinking does not exist in this game.
Nope.
Human? Sigint analysis?
Sigint is the one that you would be thinking about.
Is okay, I thought so.
Yes.
Yeah. Analysis.
Correct. And now analyzing signals and messages and code.
So you were just looking for legitimately looking for a general skill that is not in this game.
No, I'm looking for a skill that is in this game that I assumed Lucas had but does not have. Ergo, you don't know anything.
I don't think that would be
right. That's why I said that.
If it's psychoanalysis, I don't see why I would have it.
Correct.
Okay, I assumed. Okay. Man, I wish Trace was here.
I have more than he does, I bet. I have 10.
Again, I
okay.
Not know great.
Sorry, back to where we were.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm trying to remember exactly where we were. What?
You just told me that you had a letter and you weren't showing me yet.
Yeah. No.
No, that's literally what you were talking about.
You're right. God, I lost my train of
thought. Owen. You were talking about Owen.
Yeah, the fact that we left Owen there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
With Miss Shafiq. He made it seem as though he had the situation handled. So we were following up on a lead by a flapper.
Did you say that you were a part of the Penyuv Foundation?
Was that yesterday? Was that today?
Today.
Up until today, yes.
So you had dealings with Miss Shafiq.
I don't know. My DM didn't fucking tell me that.
Nope. You don't know Miss Shafiq at all.
Yeah. No.
No?
Do you talk about Shafiq at all amongst the three of you?
Yeah.
You probably do.
Yeah.
What you would gather, Professor Graham, is that the Penhu Foundation does not have a lot of full-time employees. It has some, but not a lot.
Yeah.
But much like yourself, there are people contracted out.
Sure.
Zahra Shafiq is an Egyptian nationalist. Zahra Shafiq is someone who would be brought in, and as you say this, Inspector Barrington would say, yes, that's what she told me. I didn't realize it until now. Zahra Shafiq was brought in almost as a translator, as a cultural specialist, as a Egyptologist. It's almost like, hey, I'm going to the United States. I'm going to ask an American how I order a cheeseburger. I'm going to ask an American how I deal with their money. So it's not necessarily that she was, quote, an employee, quote, but she is an advisor to them in case someone needs additional information on how to handle Egyptian culture. Not necessarily Egyptian, what do I say? Not necessarily an Egyptology expert. She's an Egyptian expert because she is Egyptian. So she would not be an employee, she would be a hired consultant, is kind of what you get. Much like the guy that you were talking to at the bar, he's probably a hired consultant. So the thing is, the Penhu Foundation hires these groups to come in and go on these digs. They need to know how to live, they need to know how to interact with individuals. You know, she probably teaches them slang words in Egyptian, you know what I mean? Like, that's probably what she does.
If she went with the group, she'd be a cultural attaché.
Exactly. So you get the sense that she probably was assisting individuals in doing that kind of stuff. Please continue.
I would let you know that we received this right prior to...
Quite literally call. Like an hour ago.
It looks like Owen's writing. But from what I've seen today, I wouldn't be surprised if it's not of his own free will.
At some point, would someone like to read it? This is probably a good time to read it, since the audience has now probably spent an episode and change not reading it.
Dearest companions, I must apologize for the short notice. It was due to circumstances beyond my control. My grandmother has fallen ill, and time is short. I have traveled to her house to await the end. Oh, house.
That's no. It just ignore.
We wrote.
Keep going.
Oh, yeah, ignore the. Under-
oh, that's your scribbles.
Yeah, that's us. Yep. Yeah.
Almost like I said, it might be confusing.
I hope I am not apart from you for long.
Don't.
They say we only have until the new moon and not a night more. Your good friend, Owen Young.
When is the new moon compared to where we're at?
Astronomy roll?
And that's the roll you were trying to fucking look for?
Is that what I said? I didn't say that. I'm saying astronomy roll. How would you know that?
I don't have astronomy.
Not even neither does Schroeder.
No, I don't.
You can toss the dice.
Is that listed in calendars at this time?
Yes.
It probably is, yes.
Is there, you got a calendar?
It'd be in a farmer's almanac for sure.
I don't know what the British do farmer's almanacs. That seems like a very American thing.
I think it's an American thing.
You can take a look.
If it is, they wouldn't call it a farmer's almanac.
I'm pretty sure the farmer's almanac is like the New England farmer's almanac.
You're not listening. It's Ben Franklin. Sorry. Actually, it was Poor Richard's Almanac. It was written by Ben Franklin.
Which was in America?
Lucas doesn't know the math, but he knows the history. Ben Franklin, definitely American. You could look it up if you want. You can Google it.
It is specifically U.S. and Canada. It's a North American thing from 1818.
It is now going on. It is the 11th of February, probably getting close to midnight. So it's almost the 12th of February, 1925. Thank you, Jasmine.
I knew at one point when the full moon was, and now I can't remember.
About a night and a half ago.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We were expecting bodies to come out of the Thames. They didn't.
So we're waiting until the next new moon.
Which is the 22nd.
I have already figured out what's in the note.
I just read the note.
I know. I have already figured out the puzzle that's in the note from hearing it.
Good for you.
You!
This is the night the mask ends because everyone starts fighting each other because someone went to prison.
For fighting people.
No, I've pissed everybody at the table off.
This is your fault, Jeff!
Yeah.
Why would you assume you've pissed me off?
Hmm?
Why would you assume you've pissed me off?
The way you're sitting there looking at me with your arms crossed?
You mean because my hands are cold?
Mm-hmm.
They're ice cubes. I'm actually angry at Lucas. Does anyone tell Sybil about this?
Not yet.
You're in a different room.
Does anyone investigate this?
A knock on the fucking wall. Oi! I got a letter!
And then we read it out loud. What's with emphasis on the letters that are...
No.
Yeah. Inspector Barrington, obviously this seems like a letter from somebody literally just telling us they're going home to see family in a time of woe, but I can tell you that...
It's bullshit, mate.
Owen Young has never once told us anything first off about family.
That's because Troy didn't write backstories.
Nor does he speak quite as eloquently as that is written.
His writing isn't even that good.
You would know.
Here's
He's
a couple
an
of,
academic.
Here's a couple of published works.
It's all written in crayon.
Secondly, we didn't underline the house.
Yeah, that was...
With a capital H.
The word house was underlined by him.
Oh, it was underlined.
Yeah, it was.
I wrote the other.
The only
note.
Thing that
the was
the only thing that was added that was not from there was literally the bullshit scribble manor underneath.
Yeah.
That was it.
Sure,
but there are letters that are in bold that are
fucking tackle you
supposed to be or not.
What?
There's letters in bold that are either supposed to be or not.
M I S R, maybe a double I, but. He says
oh,
no.
It's just the one.
Hey, you stick to your merge dragons and stop rolling your damn eyes.
I'm in jail and I'm not in the scene, so I'm trying to not heavily breathe into the mic.
Too late.
Yeah, I keep having to think about that too. what?
You just about did it right as you said it.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it.
I sigh a lot.
What else do you want to know, Inspector Barrington?
He sighs because it shows his disappointment.
He doesn't have to. It's already broadcast all across our brothel page.
Also fair.
Fact. I didn't say
do you
he
have,
hasn't
you
been
have
worse.
Questions? Do you want me to recount?
At this point, no. No. Unless you have something to add that she hasn't added or anything like that.
I can tell you this much. While we were in the Penhue Foundation, not Graham, what was his name? Gavigan, seemed to be very peculiar about taking things off his desk and hiding them in a floor safe.
Yeah, Sybil did mention a safe.
Okay. On top of that, he didn't grow agitated in that conversation until I repeated things that I heard in sequence while I was under. So while I was abducted, I heard a series of a conversation between him and somebody who was subservient to him, whether or not it was a butler or someone lower in the organization that he's a part of. When we went to confront him, which was my idea, sadly, now looking back, was probably a poor idea.
It's fair.
But I was angry, and I wanted to at least let him know that I knew it was him. In that conversation, I used Bloody Lascar's conversation, literally line for line, word for word, of his conversation about returning to his manor, or at least the house up north. And a few other things, especially about making a case about me taking me to the house.
I thought you Yanks liked poker.
We typically do.
You know the phrase, tipping your hand.
I do know that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you see the hat?
It's obviously not good at the game.
Sometimes it's good to let someone know when you have the better hand. Though we might not have at the time.
That's not at all how I play poker, mate.
Graham, shut the fuck up.
Quite tired.
But yeah. What caused his anger and us being kicked out was the obvious conversation of me letting him know what he said. Not just...
That you got more information out of it than he thought you did.
Correct.
Okay.
It wasn't the fact that we were talking to him. We didn't overtly confront him. The portion of why we angered him and why we were kicked out was because literally I was using the words that he said while I was... They thought that I was out. That's what caused him to get angry.
Right.
And kick us out.
Uh-huh.
From there... We did go to the pub to have a bite to eat, have a pint, to kind of think about what we were doing, and we all left at the same time.
What? Wasn't there a weird little man there?
Do what?
Wasn't there a weird little man there?
At the pub? Are you talking about Mickey?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to talk about Mickey. No. Shut the fuck up.
He's our fucking witness, mate.
Nope, you need to not. No. Trust me when I tell you no. This is not something that we want to talk to them about. Shut the fuck up right now. There's another potential
Mickey
witness.
Who?
Sybil's already mentioned Mickey. It's fine.
Mouse.
You just don't know
We're
that.
We're not talking about Mickey.
Mickey Mouse is not.
No.
It's not my fault, mate.
He's never met Barrington before.
That's true. But yeah, that piece. And then there was definitely some potential supernatural craziness that happened as we left the pub.
If there is a chance.
Do you want my recount of that or no?
If you've got something to add to what she's told me, yes, that's fine. But
well, look,
you don't
if
have to go
there
through
is
it with
a
Barry.
Chance.
You don't have to go through it with Jeff if it's the same stuff.
There is a chance that Gavigan? Sorry,
Gavigan.
Lucas forgot.
Gavigan.
There is a chance that Gavigan. It's part of some big cult that does rituals and they actually fucking work. What if he summoned that thing? Out of anger, right? Because you fucked him off.
Make
a psychology roll.
Will Barrington ever possibly believe something like that? 11.
Out of 10.
Spend a luck.
I'll spend a luck to make it a 10. I'll pass
it. Don't spend the luck. Okay. Barrington looks at you more and more skeptically.
Barrington, I'm going to be entirely honest with you.
He would probably have you make a sand roll.
Yeah.
Have Barrington make a sand roll?
Maybe.
Possibly.
I doubt it. Because he doesn't, he it's totally not like he doesn't it. Believe it.
Yeah.
He's a logical NPC. He'd have to see it to make a sand check.
I would recount the truth to you way more. If I recount the truth to him about the mist, like in full, like.
The fire kept it at bay, that's what killed it, that sort of thing. Full detail.
Yeah. Do you want to hear that? Do you want to know what it was? Do you, Jeff, want to know what it is? Or what it was?
I'll listen to it. Okay. If it's not something Barrington needs to know right now.
Barrington might not know, but it will explain the ligature marks. Right. Partially.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah. I know that Barrington doesn't care.
No, Barrington will sit and listen to all of it. He will listen to every word that you have, and he doesn't think that you're lying to him.
Yeah.
But he has no proof.
Oh, no. I already told you at the beginning of this conversation that there's no... This is 100% circumstantial evidence about everything. No, I told you that.
There's
you just would be straight up.
There's nothing that... Barrington can't put the police behind this.
I'm not asking.
What are you asking for?
Maybe let her go. Let us heal up. Maybe join us in future investigatory things. This is more of a, in my opinion, in Eustace's opinion, it's more of a let's survive the day, heal up, and move forward. Because at this point, there's nothing we can do at this moment to make things work. Like, we're just sitting here spinning our wheels. Why are we talking to you in the first place? Type
really
situation.
Should be at a hospital.
I should have stayed.
Barrington's not going to have her locked up.
Okay.
Barrington isn't going to have them locked up. There's enough circumstantial shit that's making him question.
Sure.
He doesn't buy it.
Okay.
Completely. But he's got enough to connect some dots and start investigating from there.
You would also know the superintendent wants you on this. He wants them gone. He wants them charged. He wants them whatever. So you need to figure this shit out. He wants them to stop making a ruckus. Whether they're telling the truth, whether they're full of shit, whether they need to be extradited from the country.
Right. And
would you make that known to us?
And the three of you will be put in a room.
Okay, you're all in a room.
You're being released.
Okay.
You've made enough points with me that I can't go off of no evidence.
No, obviously.
But you've made enough points to connect dots for me that point me in other directions.
That's all we're trying to do here. We don't have enough to give you more than that.
Yeah. But you've about shot yourselves in the foot with me and my department.
We understand that. We were also told not to leave town, so I'm a little confused as to whether I'm supposed to stay in London or leave London.
No, I'm not telling you have to leave. But the next time, I gotta drag you in, or it's my ass.
Hey, Barrington, why don't you stick around long enough to see some crazy for yourself?
I don't think that's the wisest course of action.
And what we've done so far is wise?
I wouldn't say that, but I don't think the inspector should be drug into it any further than he already has.
I would assume that the law being with us and on our side might be a little bit more intelligent than us just going gung-ho.
Exactly. Let him do his job. And we back off.
We've not brought back anything other than circumstantial evidence.
Codename, we're leaving the country and going to Egypt. We haven't solved shit, and we've gotten ourselves one straw away from being set into lockup.
Eustace has made a decision.
Oh, your friend f***ed off.
What? Where does his grandmother live?
It's bullshit, isn't it?
Shouldn't we at least ring her? Is there bullshit a or not?
You got a name?
Jasmine is that one.
No one has psychoanalysis, if that's what you're looking for.
No, Bloom or something else.
First thing is, does grandmother have an address? He's Scottish, but he's Spaniard. He's got to have a birth certificate somewhere in Scotland.
She lives in Luxembourg.
It doesn't matter. We're going there. Like
Switzerland?
If you're going to ask for evidence, you have to prove that it's wrong first.
There's a few letters there, though, but highlighted the word house. Yeah.
Is there a skill that I might have?
For what?
That, whatever you're looking exists. For?
There is a specific skill that would be incredibly helpful. Congratulations, Troy. You're the winner. That none of you have.
Nothing comparable?
Not according to Google. I will look and see if I can find more information. Jasmine.
Operate heavy machinery.
Yep. Jasmine, make me a D100 roll.
I have a mechanical
roll. Sure. If you roll really, really well.
Roll really, really well.
Really well.
Nope.
How about a 10?
That's pretty f***ing well.
Oh, I thought that was a 70. That's twice.
Yeah, right?
If I need to spend luck, tell
Come
me.
Come on, stop talking about your age.
Let me, I'm consulting Wikipedia. Give me a second, because All Cody right. doesn't actually know this. Excuse me.
Cryptoanalysis?
Cryptology.
Yeah, cryptology.
Was the one I was looking for.
Yeah, and it's not in this game. Calligraphy?
It's in Trail.
Sigint.
I will allow you to spend some... allow you to spend some luck if you want it.
How much? I only have 24, so I'm going to base it.
You rolled a 10?
I rolled a 10.
It's pretty fucking good.
It's
almost base on everything.
I mean...
It's not base enough for this.
That's fine.
It's a pilot. You need to spend 9 luck.
I would...
Ride is a 5.
My ride is a 40.
Would you spend more than 5 luck?
Yes.
Okay. Would you spend less than 10 luck?
It's 9.
Yes. Okay, I'm making sure. Spend 7 luck.
Wonderful.
Odd 3?
And tick Latin.
Five, six, seven.
Yes.
After some consultation, you realize that MISR is in fact an Arabic word.
Miser?
Miser.
Miser, yeah.
Miser is in fact an Arabic word for Egypt.
Egypt house.
Blue pyramid?
You can take that.
Told you we're going to Egypt.
You can tell you take that whatever you want. If that is what you are extrapolating from that note, that is what you get.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.